Okay.
My name is Megan. I'm 19 years old. Today is November 20th, 2021. I'm speaking with Carla Martinez, who is one of my teammates. We are recording this interview in Lubbock, Texas.
Hi, my name is Carla Martinez. I am 25 years old. Today is November 20, and I'm speaking with Megan Mirbal, who is my teammate. We are recording this interview in Lubbock, Texas.
Can you tell me about someone who had a big influence on your life? Would you, biggest influence on your life?
So, my big influence is my parents. About when I grew up, they are my big influence, but they divorced, so it's kind of weird. And then now it's my grandparents that it's my big influence about all life, because they all grew up together when they meet, and all of them, so it's so cute.
Nice. Would you tell me about some of the most important lessons they taught you?
Yeah, so my parents, it's like the example that when I come here, it's like you have to enjoy, it's a new experience, and always they say that I have to enjoy the life because we need to live the moment, and this is what they say, so I need to take it. Okay, can you tell me about where you grew up?
So I, for the first 6 years of my life, I grew up in New Mexico, in Albuquerque. I don't really remember it very much, because I was so young. I have, like, little memories of it, like small moments and all that good stuff, but I really grew up in Keller, Texas, and that was probably the best decision my parents made, was moving to Texas. The education was better. The people were better, just all around a better atmosphere to grow up in. And then me and my older brother, we ended up getting closer because we would fight all the time. But after a while, after a couple years, we ended up figuring out that, like, we're siblings and we have to not fight, because that's kind of stupid. We still get in, like, stupid bickering moments, but it's nothing like what it used to be. It used to be full-on fist fights and bloody noses and all that good stuff. So, glad it's not that anymore.
Yep.
Can you describe one of your happiest memories?
I think the best moment in my life is when my parents decided to adopt a dog. So it was my first dog. It's like 16 years ago, and now he's done. So I think this is the best one, because we are with all of my family, and my little brother come with a little dog, like, so cute. It's like, oh my God. So I think maybe it's this one, because it's my boy, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So
I get that.
Did you have a nickname? And if so, can you tell me the story of how you got it?
So, I have a lot of nicknames, but probably the one that, okay, I don't know which nickname. So, okay, I'll just tell you some of the nicknames. I have Megu, I have Megs, I have Mega Boob, Mega Balls. What was the other one? And then just, like, Mirrorball. That's not really a nickname because that's my last name. But so I'll tell you about Mega Boob, okay? So it was homecoming. It was my junior year. Mm-hmm. And me and my best friend at the time, we went dress shopping. And the dress that I got was a low cut, okay? So it, like, went like this, okay? Mm-hmm. But for some reason, or somehow, my parents didn't see it until the night of homecoming, when I was like, because I went and got ready at one of my friends' mm-hmm. house. And so they saw pictures of it, but they couldn't really see like how much was actually showing. Whoops. And so, and the friends that I got ready with didn't know, like, didn't really see the dress either until that night. So everyone was like, oh my gosh, Megan, dude, you're like, tits are out. I'm like, no, they're not. They're still in there. And so then, we're all ready. We get into the car and then we drive to this one spot and we start taking pictures and stuff. And one of my really good friends, she's actually still one of my good friends. She goes to Tech. Oh, she went, we were taking pictures, we were all in a group, I was just standing there, so she sticks her arm out, covering right here, and she goes like this, and then just goes, and then someone takes a picture of that. So then, everyone's like, oh, that's a funny picture. So then everyone comes and puts their hand right there. And so then Caitlin, that's the friend that went like this and covered, she was like, Megan, you're showing some mega boob. And so that's how it, because it also, it goes with my name being Megan, Mega, so that's what a lot of that was. And then, so then prom came, okay, and I actually, my dress was not as revealing. Did it stop? Oh, that's great. That's fine. If anything, we can. I can just send you. So then it comes prom night, okay? Senior year, still the same group of friends, and they're like, we have to recreate that picture. I'm like, what? What picture? And then it was a picture of them all covering. So there's a prom picture. I'm like this. No. And then all of them are covering. And they're like, mega boob, come on.
So funny.
So that's one of my nicknames. Nice. Yes. Yeah. Oh my gosh. What are you most proud of? Why does it make you feel proud?
Like, if I feel proud, maybe because always when we are in high school in Spain, it's kind of weird because when I studied there, like 10 years ago, jeez. It's like, yeah, it's like not all the people can go to the university because it's expensive and it's so different from here. There are another things that you can study or something that it's much easier or something.
Yeah.
So when I decide to go to university, it's like, okay, I'm so like, I don't know what I'm going to do or how it's going to work or if I can, you know, but now I think that I can, you know, because I also graduated and it's like, okay, I'm so proud of me, like,
yeah,
I finally I can do it. So if I thinking about like 10 years ago, I never think about that I'm going to be like graduated in university and no here in the USA, you know, because my English when I was in high school is so bad. So normally in Spain it's so bad, so this is my level, you know, it's like, yeah, man.
Yeah, man.
I can do it. So, yeah, I'm so proud of me. Like, now
I'm proud of you.
Thank you. Thank you so much. So, okay. Can you tell me about someone who had a big influence in your life?
That would probably be my older brother. So in high school, I went through a lot of like mental stuff and I just, it went down a dark road. And my brother, he's 4 years older than me. He ended up, he was there for me for a lot of that. And, probably wouldn't be here if it weren't for him. So I owe a lot of that to him because he went through some of his own stuff in high school as well. And so he kind of knew what, like the signs and like all that stuff, so he was able to see it and then help me, and then so it just, it also made our bond a lot closer because we both went through kind of the same stuff. And then so probably it'd have to be my older brother.
Yeah.
How would you like to be remembered?
Like all of my life. Like something like, that I can remember.
No. Like, how would you like to be remembered? Like, when you're dead. You're dead. How do you want other people to remember you?
Oh. I don't like to talk about that, but it's okay.
Okay, well, it's going to be a long time from now.
Yeah. So, I don't know, because now I meet more people. Mm-hmm. So, and I was, when I was more younger, I'm so different. So, it's not like what I am now.
Mm-hmm.
When I was younger, all my friends from high school, I think that they can remember just soccer, because I am a person that I'm in trouble. Like, I don't like anything to talk about, talking about my life or something like that. So, or just spend time with all of them. I always spend time in soccer, so they really don't know. And then when I went to the university, I meet so much people, and I meet my ex-relationship, and this is when my life changed, and now I'm like this, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I think now maybe the people can remember me about, I don't know, I always try to make happy the people that is around me, because when I'm in high school, I feel I pass so bad, so I know how the people need to stay around and created a good environment, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I think I always try to do that, so they know that, all of you, you know that, like, I need that all of you, like, stay happy, always spend time, like, a good time with the people that you like to stay. If not,
mm-hmm.
you don't have to come, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Anyone, it's like, it's your life. And yeah, I think that is that, you know, like, my parents say that, so yeah, I can trust that.
Gnarly, my dude.
Mm-hmm. Okay, can you describe one of your happiest moments?
Hold on. My memory is not the best. Happiest memory. A lot of those. So, okay, funny story. So, again, with my brother.
Mm-hmm.
So, as I said, he's 4 years older than me,
yeah.
Okay? So, I was 4 years old, he was 8, okay? So, it was after my 4th birthday, I had a superhero's birthday party, okay? So, I was Wonder Woman, you know Wonder Woman, right? And how she has the bulletproof bracelets, okay?
Mm-hmm.
My brother, being an 8-year-old older brother, was like, and he has BB guns. You know what BB guns are?
Mm-mm.
They're like, kind of like toy gun. Have you seen a Nerf gun?
Okay, yes.
Yeah. Well, they're kind of like Nerf guns, but they hurt a lot more. Okay? So they shoot, like, these little, like, beads,
okay.
I guess, at you.
Mm-hmm.
And they shoot them a lot faster and, like, you know.
Okay.
So, that's a BB gun. Or airsoft gun, whatever you want to call it. Because a BB gun, I guess, a BB gun shoots, like, these, like, metal ones.
Mm-hmm.
Like, BB. And then the airsoft shoots these softer ones, I guess. So, he had a pistol, and he's like, Megan! Because I had my bracelets on, of course, because I was like, I'm Wonder Woman, yeah. So, we're in the backyard playing, my dad's at work, my mom's doing something inside the house, so we are unsupervised 4-year-old and 8-year-old, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Usually my brother's a lot smarter than this, but he was young. So, he takes a BB gun. Points it at my face and goes, Megan, block the bullet! I'm like, okay!
No.
He's probably about right here.
Distance?
Yes, this distance right here. He was like, Megan, put your arm up and block it. I was like, okay. I put it up. It ricocheted off the bracelet, but then it hit me right here in the forehead, and I still have the bump from it. And that's, what, 15 years later?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, 15 years later, I still have it, and yeah, I bring it up to him. He's like, I'm sorry, I didn't think that it would have bad repercussions. And I was just like, Josh, it's okay. That's
now
probably,
it's okay.
Now it's okay. Yeah, that's probably one of my happier moments. It hurt like a crap hole, though.
I can imagine.
Yeah.
I don't know why it's your happy moment.
Because it was funny.
Okay.
Looking back on it now, it was
fun. It's hard.
Yeah. Oh, now?
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
It's just actually it's finally starting to go away. Mm-hmm. But it's still like I can still feel it. Oh, that's just wonderful. If this were to be our last conversation, is there anything you'd want to say to me?
Whoa.
Well, that'd be kind of sad if this was our last conversation.
Yes, why?
Jeez, okay.
Before it's like the same, okay? To you.
To me.
I really don't know because I don't know so much about you. Mm-hmm. And normally I don't like to give my opinion of people that I don't know. Just the people that I know, you know? Because I know about how do you gonna get these things, like good or bad, you know?
I usually take stuff pretty good.
What?
I usually take it good.
Okay.
So, go ahead.
Okay, I don't know. Like, maybe it's like your personality. It's kind of weird because... You are a cute person,
mm-hmm.
but the first contact is like so cold, you know? And I think that you have a good heart, but you don't wanna show it to other people.
Yeah.
So, normally there are reasons.
Hmm?
Normally there are reasons about that.
Mm-hmm. There's the always a reason.
Yes.
Because a good heart always gets crushed.
Mm-hmm. But, you know, it's like, you are good friends now. I don't know if you are good friends, but you just enjoy
it, I guess. I'm kidding. No, I know. I'm working on that. It's just hard to break walls down. Because I've built a lot of them up.
This is what I feel like now, you know? When women, it's like, oh my god.
Mm-hmm.
Because remember, I arrived here,
mm-hmm.
and it's the door. It's like, oh, wait, if all the people is like, you're right, okay? You're like, it's like, oh my god, okay? Hi, guys. Oh my god, you scared me so much.
Really?
Yes.
That's what a lot of people say.
Yes.
At first...
Your first contact, it's cold.
At first contact, it's cold. Angry,
mm-hmm.
but then you meet me and I'm a big old teddy bear. I'm just sometimes I'm a grizzly bear, sometimes I'm a teddy bear.
Mm-hmm.
It's just depends. Yeah. No, most times whenever people meet me, they're like, I was terrified of you. I'm like, I don't know why. And then I see like a video of me, I'm like, oh, I know why. Because,
mm-hmm. yes,
yeah,
you are like a rock, you know.
A rock?
Yeah, the rock, you know?
Oh, the rock.
Yeah.
I thought you said, oh, rock.
No.
The rock. Like, I'm a boulder? Dang! Okay!
No!
Oh my gosh. What's next? Do I have one? For your great-great-grandchild listening to this years from now, is there any wisdom you want to pass on to them? What would you want them to know?
What?
Okay.
I don't know. I don't get it.
What don't you get? So you have a kid?
Mm-hmm.
Then they have a kid?
Yeah.
Then they have a kid.
Oh
that
God.
Those people listening to you. What wisdom would you tell these people?
Okay, okay. Oh my god. Okay. So
wise words with Carla.
I'm a person that I like so much to spend time with my family. So much time. So this happened because when I lost my grandma, I didn't spend so much time before, and the other grandma told me like, hey, you have to blah blah blah, you know,
mm-hmm.
but she's so bad like mentally, like that. But then when she died, like, okay, I feel so bad. I need to change that. And now it's why I've always spent time with my family. And I call her and, like, I never say I love you to any one of them.
Mm-hmm.
Because for me, it's like, it's kind of hard to say. Like, I feel that I'm like a devil person when I say that. You know, like,
a what person?
Yeah,
oh, okay.
Person. And I don't like it. So I don't say to my family, I don't say to my friends, I don't say to anyone. So I think that it's a bad thing about me, because you never know when it's your last time, your last chance, your last anything. So I think the first thing that I'm gonna say to my great children is this one. You know, you have, I know that all of what we do or something like that, it means like I love them,
mm-hmm.
but I never express like that, you know. So maybe I need to change that, and I have to say to my grandchildren, like, okay, you have to spend time, because you never know when it's gonna be like the last time. Because I always spend time like a soccer or with my friends,
mm-hmm.
and I didn't go there, and now it's like, okay, I'm here, I'm alone. So now I feel what she felt before, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So for sure I'm gonna say that, like, you have to love all the people that did in your family, or like can be your friends if you trust these people.
Mm-hmm.
And then, yeah, like, spend time, say what you love or how much you love, like, just people, like humans, so you have to, and don't take care about if you are like this or you are like, I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Right on. That's some wise words with Carla.
Yeah. So, what are you proudest of?
What am I proudest of? How far I've come from, like, my mental state, that was high school, and how far I've come from that, and that I'm still on this earth alive. I am proud of that, and being able to say that, like, I didn't, you know, off myself.
Well,
so I'm proud of that. I'm proud that I was able to get into this school.
Mm-hmm.
I'm proud that I can, that my mentality of soccer has changed since I've been here. It's not who I am anymore, because I think that's a lot of what high school and before that was. It was like, if I played bad, then that, like, determined who I was as a person. But now it's like, if I play bad, yeah, it sucks and I need to fix it, but it's not me.
Mm-hmm.
And I finally figured that one out.
Yeah. You have to fix it.
Yeah.
Because I know what you feel. Oh, sorry.
No, okay.
I know what you feel, because this is what I feel when I play in Spain, because we get money for a play.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, always gonna be like, the best thing, like, what I have to do, what I have to fix, what I have to, like, always thinking about that.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not good, because there are more things.
Exactly. There are more things.
More things.
Yeah. Because in the grand scheme of things, yeah, soccer right now is important.
Yeah.
But in
mm-hmm.
the grand scheme of things, it's just a means to an end. It will end.
Yeah.
And yes, it's sad,
and
because mm-hmm. the love of the game and how beautiful it is whenever it's played properly is just such a beautiful game.
Yeah.
Yes, it's gonna end, but it's still gonna be there, you
mm-hmm.
know?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And just like another experience, you know, another
mm-hmm.
game.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to think that, because if not, it's too much pressure to you, and then you're gonna think about that too many times.
Mm-hmm. And then you screw up the game, and then it just makes it worse.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's true.
Oh shoot, I'm out of questions. I'm gonna use some of your questions. What is a nickname that you have?
Oh my god.
And how did you get it?
Okay, So it's like in Spain I have garlics, like my name, but oh, like, then it's like X.
Like you're on Snap?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Just because it's a normal name in Spain, mm-hmm. so normally when we play or something, there are more players that is named Carla, you know? So my family decided to just call me like that, because it's kind of like different, you know? It's mm-hmm. not like the normal name. Mm-hmm. So we just came funny about the name, like playing games, like, mm-hmm. Yeah, Carly, it's like, okay. But that's all, you know? It's not like a good experience, like something like happened or like yeah. Tell me, you know? And then I play for another team and they call me like my last name. I hate it so much because this is a current last name in Spain and the Latins, and you know that, and I don't like it, I hate it. Before to come here, I say to my grandpa that mm-hmm. I need to change that, but he has to change, you know, so mm-hmm. if he change, all of the...
Everyone else would.
Yes, so because the other last name from him is like Boniello, it's from Italy,
oh.
And I like it so much. But now he's bad and we don't know if we can do it. But it's okay. So my last teams, they call me Martinez because it's like when you call from the last name, like this last name is like professional, you know? When mm-hmm. the people have the t-shirt, like the name mm-hmm. or something, normally they put the last name, mm-hmm. you know? So it's just for that. And all of my coach always tell me like, hey, Martinez. Like, okay. I don't like it, but, you know, it's okay. And then, when I arrive here, mm-hmm. all of these people start to call me Carlita. But I like it just because it's like, it's more cute, like...
Carlita.
Yes, like my name here.
Yes.
Because you say so weird, my name here. So I don't like it, and I...
Carla.
Yeah, it's like Carl. It's like, oh my God. My name is like, you're calling a man, you know? So, I think it's better, Carlita, you know?
You like Carlita better than Carla?
You see? You put more
Carla.
Yeah.
Carla.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, yeah. And my cousins say Carlita because it's more sweet, you know? It's mm-hmm. like, yeah, it's okay. But no, like, funny, like...
Not a funny story.
No, because I don't like so much. Someone tried to do it like with my name, like mm-hmm. funny. I don't like it. I hate it. So automatically it's like, okay. I don't want any idea about that. You know.
Yeah. Oh, that's fine.
Mm-hmm. How old you like to be remembered?
How would I like to be remembered? I think I would want to be remembered as a genuine person. Like, yeah, I screw up and stuff, but I want people to know that I am there for them. Like, call me at 3 a.m. Most likely you might have to call me 3 or 4 times to wake me up, but I'll answer the phone mm-hmm. and I'll just be there if someone needs it, and that I can be a dependable person. That I was a dependable person.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's probably what I would want to be remembered as.
That's
cool. Mm-hmm. Can you describe one of your happiest moments? Did I ask you this question?
It's like the same because it's...
No, I know. But no, there was one that I didn't ask you. How was it growing up in Spain? I'll ask that.
Grow up, like, until when?
Like, just like, because, like, as an American, mm-hmm. growing up, it's kind of, you kind of have a lot of the same experiences. You go through elementary school, you have all your fun little stuff. High school, you start to branch off on your own. You go to parties, you do this, that, and the other. I didn't go to parties myself, but... Got it?
Yeah. Okay. So it's all different because mm-hmm. there, when you are the most younger, like until 5 years old, you are mm-hmm. like, maybe I think it's chill world here. You call chill world?
childhood.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we have that, and we only play games and something like that, and yeah, it's just fun when I grew up. But now it's like they go for the natural places and they know all of the stuff from the trees or something like that. So it's good, you know. It's like the little boys have to know, like, the natural places is like better than spend time in the mobile or something like that, because now all the kids have the mobile always from the dads or the mom, mm-hmm. you know, so it's so bad that. So they need to grow up with the things that we grew up before, mm-hmm. like we spend so much time in the parks mm-hmm. or something, and now all the people, it's like they are scared, maybe just because something can happen, but mm-hmm. it's like it's a life, so. This is why Chilhold it's trying to make this again, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Then we have, how you say here, I think, middle school, mm-hmm. like 6 until 12. Mm-hmm. And this is the best part of life, because, you know, it's like, you're studying and yeah, you can learn too much things about all of the subjects and something like that. But the grade is not like the best important thing, because you just pass and pass and pass, and it's the best part of your life, because you don't have to think about like too much about the homework or something mm-hmm. like in high school, you know, because high school is so stressful there.
Mm-hmm.
So I think this one is the best part, and you are a kid, so you don't have an excuse when you are in your house. So it's like, sorry, mm-hmm. and that's all. But then you're up in the high school, it's 13 until 16, it's mm-hmm. a high school, okay? And I remember the worst part of my life, because, yeah, you are younger, but you're going in rap,
mm-hmm.
and your hormones, like, you feel so different,
yeah.
and
puberty,
the boys is coming, and all the things is coming, so, yeah, I remember the worst part of my life, because I know that for my parents it's gonna be so hard. It's like we spend so much time doing things and things that they cannot do and try it on other things that I cannot do, so yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Yes. And I start so late, so in my year it's like we start so late, like I think I'm 15, but now all the people start at 13.
Mm-hmm.
13, they start to make all the things that in general you cannot do, mm-hmm. and you try two things that you cannot do, so yeah. This is why now all the mentality is changing. Spain
mm-hmm.
is like all the people younger, it's growing up so faster,
mm-hmm.
but not mental, you know, like just doing things, you know,
mm-hmm.
because mentally it's like
they're still kids.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes, for sure. And they think that now I'm not that adult, you know,
yeah.
like, it's like, no, wait.
No, you're not.
No.
Enjoy your childhood.
Uh-huh, yes. So, yeah, and then, this is what the big decision, you know, like, 16 until 18,
mm-hmm.
there are the bachelor that it's before university,
mm-hmm.
but not all the people can do it.
Hmm.
Just smart people. People that spend time in studies, but you know, before, there are this part of your life that it's so hard to decision this thing
mm-hmm.
on 16, you know?
Yeah.
So there are more people that don't want to do this thing, and there are another studies, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So now it's a big opportunity, because the other things, it's like, it's so different. I don't know how you speak, because I tried
mm-hmm.
to speak to Helen and she doesn't understand, so it's okay. It's like another thing that you can study, like
mm-hmm.
just more specific about
yeah.
what do you want to do, you know, like
mm-hmm.
if you wanna do like I don't know, like a sports teacher, so you can do that, but you only can do it on some ages or some sports. You cannot
mm-hmm.
do like in a high school, like what I wanna do,
yeah.
you know, because this you have to study in university. So it's so different. So in this part, it's like the people like to spend time in the parties because it's 16, 18.
Yeah.
So it's difficult because you are not focused in the studies. You are
mm-hmm.
focused in boys. You are focused in parties. You are focused to try more things. You are
mm-hmm.
focused to doing anything, you know.
Yeah.
No studying in your house. But yeah. And then arrived at university. University, mm-hmm. It's crazy. It's like, normally the people, we live in the small town, so then we just ready for go to the big town, mm-hmm. and the city, and or we have an apartment, like maybe in half,
mm-hmm.
and we always make parties on Thursday, Friday, Saturday, it's like, yeah. all the time. So different from here, and you are up to. So
mm-hmm.
it's so different, because you know, you always waiting from this time, like 18, for do whatever you want,
mm-hmm.
you don't need your parents anymore, so it's like maybe the best part, but it's like the part that you're gonna be independent,
mm-hmm.
but you're gonna do like something that is gonna be so bad, and then
yeah.
you're gonna say, okay, sorry parents, I didn't know
mm-hmm.
that. But there are parents that they decided to, yeah, just enjoy it, and then you're gonna, how you say, like, shocking the door for yourself, you know,
mm-hmm.
like,
yeah.
I think that this is better, so, I don't know. And then there are other parents that always, like, it's control, you know, like,
mm-hmm.
hey, where are you? Hey, what are you gonna do? Hey, it's like...
The helicopter parents.
Yes, yes.
Always happy.
So, yeah, I think it's like, I feel that it's the same here, but
mm-hmm.
different because the rules are like, not like the same, so...
Mm-hmm. Obviously, they're not the same. If you get what I'm putting down.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I don't know. And then yeah. The other thing that grow up there is like in the so when my parents meet before I leave, it's not normal, like when they decide to have a kid, they
mm-hmm.
didn't know that they are pregnant, so this is why I'm
surprise
here. Yes, and they have to marry so faster, they have to yeah to make to all the stuff so faster, but normally there now
mm-hmm.
it's like all the people don't want a kid like before 25 because
mm-hmm.
now the mental is like living your life,
mm-hmm.
like enjoying. And then maybe on 30 you can get the kids, you know? Because I feel that the people think that now you can live more years because you don't work very hard like the people, like the
mm-hmm.
last generation, you know, like
yeah.
my grandparents or your grandparents, like they maybe go to the military or something, so
mm-hmm.
it's more hard, so they're gonna die before or something. So
mm-hmm.
the people feel that now, and it's like, and for me it's like weird because I feel that when you spend time with your kids when you are 25, when you are 30, it's not like the same. You don't have the same passions, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I always say that before 25, I want a kid. So now, I'm not. But it's okay because now I feel what my parents say, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Because what I feel is like, I live this with my parents, they are younger, and I like to spend time with my parents because we can do something that younger people can do it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like go to the parks or go to the strange things, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So if your parents are more older, normally you cannot do it just because, oh my back, oh my, you know, it's like, yeah.
Yeah.
These are the friends of my friends have with my parents. But now I feel what they say, like, if I decide to take a kid like when I'm 21 and we are with my relationship, it's like we are thinking about that and something happened and we have to separate, and now it's like, okay, if I decide at this time to take a kid,
mm-hmm.
nothing about that university and USA, nothing can happen, you know,
mm-hmm.
like I know it's different if you have a kid and you can spend time with him, but it's not the same.
Yeah.
Because then you cannot travel, then you can travel, but...
Not really.
Yeah. So...
Hmm. Yeah. Very nice to meet you.
I don't remember the question, but I just...
I don't remember the question either. I think it's you now.
Okay. Okay. If this were to be our very last conversation, is there anything you want to say to me?
Say to you?
Yeah.
Let's see.
You know more about me now, so it's much easier.
Is it?
Yeah. You're pretty cool.
I'd probably say, okay, your English has gotten a crap ton better than whenever you first got here. So just keep working on that. And I feel like, let's see, I don't think you're ever too old to have a kid necessarily. But like, do what you want and then have a kid. If you ever have kids. I couldn't see you with a kid, honestly.
No?
Like, I could.
I want 4 kids.
You want 4 kids?
Yes.
Jeez, bro.
Yes.
No, I could see you with kids, just, I guess, because I see you as, like, someone who's, like, 21, mm-hmm. 22, you know, that age, and I don't, like, not a 25-year-old. Like,
yeah.
It doesn't click in my head sometimes that you're 25 and not, like, 20, 21, or 22, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But I forgot what the question was.
Like,
oh, what I'm thing. Telling you. What was I saying? My mind went blank. Don't get hit in the head so many times where your mind just stops working, okay? Sucks.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. With the 4 kids. Dear Lord, dude.
I don't know.
Cuatro?
Yeah, cuatro.
It's dos.
Just two?
Yeah.
Because you grew up with your brother, like,
yeah, just my
4 years.
Mm-hmm.
That's good.
Yeah, just me.
I told you, with my brother, it's 7 years.
Mm-hmm.
It's so much. I don't like it. And I like family. So
right.
I want that if I have 4 kids, they're gonna be
family, yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And if you only have 2,
mm-hmm.
normally you have more preference about one of them. So if there are 4, it's not like the same.
Yeah. Okay. I get that.
Yeah. This is what I feel because I live that, you know.
I guess with how my parents raised me and my brother, they always did it pretty equally.
Mm-hmm.
So it was never like, it never felt like they loved me more, or they loved him more, that
yeah.
like they loved us equally as
mm-hmm.
much as they possibly could.
Yeah.
And they like, they kept everything, like, because he was the older one, he got certain things first. Like, he got a phone first, he got
yeah.
this first, he got that first. But right as I was the same age that he was, I got the same stuff. So I knew 4 years from now that I'd get it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So okay. I never really felt, like, I guess how my parents raised us, it was really good. They were equal. They were just good parents. And I think I turned out okay.
Normally the younger, it's the most, you know, like, they have normally
more little
preference.
Yeah, more spoiled.
Because this is small. He's so, you know, like,
oh, that's right, you're the oldest. See, youngest.
Yes, I know.
I don't know. I've asked my brother about it, honestly. I'm like, did you ever feel like mom and dad loved me more than they loved you? And he was like,
you are a girl and you are the second one, so.
Yes. But with my dad, sometimes it felt like he loved him more because he was an older son.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of how, like, American tradition is, like,
oh.
the oldest son.
So different then.
Yeah.
In Spain, the dad normally loves so much the girl.
No, don't get me wrong. My dad is a great father. He loved me a lot.
In Spain, like this, you know? All of the dads always want a girl, you know? It's like, oh my god,
no.
I don't want a girl.
See, dads always want a boy. Here.
Oh my god.
Like majority of the time, dads want their firstborn to be a son. But that's just because they take on the last name, they take on
Yeah, it's so different.
Yeah, they carry the last name. Like, mm-hmm. my last name is going to change. If it's not going to be Mirabal, yeah, whatever. Yeah.